Ralphie Radio Show with 97BHD here at Mohegan Sun at Pocono Downs. The announcement of an expansion here at Mohegan Sun at Pocono Downs, a new hotel and a convention center as well. The chairman of the Mohegan Tribe, Bruce Two Dogs Bozum, joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Congratulations, first of all, Bruce, on all of the success here.
Thank you, Ralphie, and I'm glad you're here today to share the enjoyment of the celebration of the opening.
It's funny because I think with all of the events that I cover in Connecticut for my other radio stations, people kind of know now that I do a lot with Mohegan Sun, and so I've been getting asked a lot of questions, and I'm glad that we have a chance to talk because I can ask those questions now to you, what listeners kind of want to know here. But first and foremost, the last time we spoke was at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut's 15th anniversary. Jennifer Lopez, the headliner. She leaves American Idol. I hope she at least consulted with you on this because that's your girl, right?
I've been sending texts and she never replies, so maybe not.
But I know she's coming back to Mohegan Sun up in Connecticut too, so hopefully you guys can chat then. Convention Center here. This is what I'm most intrigued about. The hotel I know is going to be first class because I know it's going to be the same as up in Connecticut, at least as far as what to expect from a patron's point of view. 7 stories, over 200 rooms as far as the hotel. But the convention center, what's the capacity? What type of events do you plan on having there?
The convention center will fit up to 700 people in the conference room. There's going to be a 1,500 seat entertainment venue inside the facility also. It's one of the additions that we wanted to add to bring more revenue to the community here. When you have a convention center and it's a destination, people can stop by, spend 3 or 4 days here. They can visit all the local businesses out there. And then again, all these local businesses will be supplying what we need for these conferences, which, you know, I just look at the jobs and the residual income that comes from this outside of Mohegan in the community. And that's one of the things that we are most proud of is what we've done here in Wilkes-Barre and how the community has embraced Mohegan and joined it part of our family here and made it successful.
Absolutely. Over 270 jobs. Permanent jobs will be created immediately. I believe over 600 jobs total with this new expansion and this new project. So 1,500 seat entertainment venue within the convention center for shows. I guess this really doesn't change your relationship with the arena then. You guys obviously have the naming rights for the arena. That's not too far away. And I guess it won't conflict with that at all.
No. When you have when you're in the entertainment business, there are different entertainers for different size venues. So 1,500, there's a whole class of acts that go out there that fill 1,500 seat rooms, but they can't fill 10,000 or 20,000. So there's two different levels, and we work with our outside vendors to bring in the right size entertainer for the right size group, and it works out better.
Bruce Two Dogs Bozum, the chairman of the Mohegan Tribe here on the Ralphie Radio Show with 97BHT. So of course then there's the hotel expansion as well. There will be other things in addition to the hotel and the convention center. I heard talks of a bistro, and I would think other restaurants in different areas and centers.
Yes, there'll be some other dining options, and we look forward to putting together at some point a nice spa. All the amenities that you want when you're at a resort.
Certainly. What else can people expect from this new expansion and maybe a timeline as well?
Well, we're hoping to break ground tomorrow here. That's what today is all about, getting it started, and within a year, have it open.
Wow, within 1 year from today, you expect to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony?
Yes, we do. The plan is to get it started now before there's any frost on the ground. Once the foundation is in and some walls are up, we can work right through the winter and get it done.
Additional gaming space as well with the hotel? Or?
We haven't proposed any of that yet, but again, with the demand, we'll see what happens when the hotel is full, which I'm sure it'll be running at 98% capacity at all times. That's what we do in Connecticut. We're good at that, too. Once that happens, we may have to take a look at expanding some gaming.
Bruce Two Dogs Bozum, the chairman of the Mohegan Tribe, Mohegan Sun at Pocono Downs, expanding today as the big announcement with a hotel and a convention center, and as you heard, a 1,500-seat entertainment venue as well, which I think myself and my listeners will be excited about as well, because we love good concerts, and we know Mohegan Sun loves to put good concerts on. Two Dogs, thank you so much.
Ralphie, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to meet you.